Congress to order. Today is September the 27th, 2019. The time is 1 p.m. First item on the agenda is prayer. I've asked Congressman Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In thoughts of Wakanda, Jinky, they are what they apply. Umpa kaha, iadaha, wanake, talikomba, wajaji, nikashi, dakede, wadapikomba, no nikashi, jinkaja pa, akita, ski, dakede, wadapikomba, uhekapinche. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this day, and we want to ask you to be here today and give us your guidance as we do the business for our people. Our people have put us here to take care of them, just as they did, as you did the other leaders before us. All those little children is counting on us to take care of them. We got to make a future for them. So give us that wisdom and knowledge and the humanity that's going to help us to do that. I want you to bless our elders and the children and our service people, wherever they may be serving. And I want to pray that you provide them a warm meal today and comfort them. If they're grieving, they might be sick, mourning. We've had some death here, Father, that you brought, took them home. So we want you to bless those families and just take care of our needs, Heavenly Father. You know what we need. Your little ones here, the Osages, the Wajaji, we're asking for your help in all of our decisions we're making. Let us always remember those who don't have a job and having a hard time. Some of our people don't even have a car. So Heavenly Father, we got to take care of everybody, not just a few. So we ask this in your Son Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman Baker.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt. Here. Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Tillman.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. I did receive some information. Congresswoman Edwards, Chancy, if she'll be here today or not, and Congresswoman Lemon called me, and she is on her way, just running late. Next item is approval of the journal. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Page 2. We've got amendment number 2. A vote was taken. The amendment failed with 1 yay and 11 nays. It says Congresswoman Edwards, yes. And then you go to page 4. I don't even see it, page 3. Oh, it's on the next page. Sorry. Everyone else, are these just stapled wrong? Because my question was on they're stapled wrong?
Yeah, they came out wrong.
Okay. Never mind, I don't have a question.
Thank you. Congresswoman Pratt.
Page 4, the motion to adjourn. It was seconded, and the sentence stops.
Thank you.
Motion to approve the minutes is amended.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
The opposed say no. Motion passes. Next, we're on reports of select committees. Do we have any reports of select committees? Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you, Speaker. Good afternoon, everyone. The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met yesterday afternoon, and we are reporting Bill ONC 1979, an act to amend the Criminal Procedure Code to update the jury selection process and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other reports of standing committees? Reports of select committees. Oh, I'm sorry, standing committees. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Commerce, Gaming, and Land met yesterday regarding SH Home Health Board appointee Nikki Lorenzo. The final committee action was that the candidate is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes were Goodfox, Pratt, Whitehorn, Stabler, Lemon, and Walker.
Thank you.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place Nikki Lorenzo for confirmation on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
The opposed say no. Motion passes. Any further reports of standing committees? Congressman Mason.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, Health and Social Services have their committee report referencing bill number ONCA 1992. An act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act at 16 ONC Section 3-106 to prohibit the accrual of unused health benefits and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Paula Stabler. Result is a due pass. Voting yes are Mason, Stabler, Lemon, Tillman, Pratt, and Big Horse. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. ONCA 1979 will advance to third reading on tomorrow's agenda after, on today's agenda after engrossment. ONCA 1992 will advance to general order. Next is bills and resolutions on first reading. Do we have any bills and resolutions on first reading? Next, we move to General Order Day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. Reading ONCA 1978, an act to amend the Independent Press Act to establish alternate board members, to make the editor a hired employee position instead of an appointed position, to establish a shield law, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. ONCA 1978 will advance to General Order Day 2. Next is bills and resolutions on third reading. Sorry, Congresswoman Goodfox.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1978 on General Order Day 2, where amendments can be proposed on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
The opposed say no. Motion passes. We go right to day two. Advancing ONCA 1978 to General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 1978, an act to amend the Independent Press Act to establish alternate board members, to make the editor a hired employee position instead of an appointed position, to establish a shield law, and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Congresswoman Goodfox.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONCA 1978 on today's agenda for third reading following engrossment.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. ONCA 1978 will advance to third reading on today's agenda after engrossment. Next, we're on bills and resolutions on third reading. Congressman Walker.
Motion to recess to the call of the speaker.
For the purpose of engrossment. Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
We are in recess.
Appropriations, want to go back in?
Where? That's what I figured.
I'm writing up amendments on the OSH Press Act right now, so.
There's,
I'm going to have Trey help me with this.